Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are continuing the Avengers stories, so here is the next chapter in this short story arc.
So then we go to the next issue, issue 58, Even an Android Can Cry. So the Vision would like to become part of the Avengers. So naturally, you're going to need all the Avengers to take a vote to see.
Which means pulling in the big boys.
Yeah, we got Iron Man, Cap, and Thor shows up with the Wasp and Goliath and Hawkeye. Black Panther just
pops in last.
And they're trying to figure out, all right, should we let the Vision become an Avenger? Iron Man is kind of against it at first.
Basically, him and Thor are just like, yeah, we need to make sure that he's got the privilege to be part of our group. And then Thor's like, yeah, and what do we know of him or his powers? And Cap's like, well, and he's thinking to himself, he's like, I bet you I can figure something out to where we can get the gist of his powers.
I like this because so Cap, Thor, and Iron Man all end up basically attacking him, trying to range his powers, while Wasp, Black Panther, Hawkeye just kind of look on.
Hawkeye's just watching.
Giant smile on his face.
Goliath actually tries to stop Captain America from attacking Vision.
Trying to calm him down.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, Cap, just calm down. And then Captain America's like, dude, you're a big oaf. I'm an agile little, squirrel to your, puma, and I got away from you. Anyways, and then so after Cap attacks Vision, Iron Man blasts him with, what did he call him in this one? Oh, his repulsor rays. To no effect.
Vision picks him up like he's just a plaything.
Throws him at Thor. Thor catches him. And then Thor's like, I'm going to kick the shit out of you because you attacked my friend.
Yeah, Thor's going full bore on him. He's about ready to just pummel him. Mm-hmm. And then Goliath steps in. He's like, hey, test over.
Cap was just trying to get you guys to gauge his powers.
Yeah.
And Thor's like, well, damn. Like, I guess he was.
That's smart on his part. He's like, wait, what?
Captain, you sneaky, sneaky man.
Yeah. So then we see Goliath is...
They're basically like trying to... They say that they want to make him part of the group, but they...
they question because he
doesn't know his past.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he doesn't know anything about himself, and they don't either. So it's like, well, this guy saved our lives. We should at least help him figure out his own past as well.
Granted, they don't point out the fact that he was the one that led him to their, lives being in danger in the first place, but...
Yeah, while they're over the bridge, man,
exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly.
So... The Vision is, he's trying to remember, Goliath is, I'm losing track.
He's sort of relating to him. He's kind of like, well, there goes, the Vision to his brooding, melancholic look, which I guess is iconic to the Vision.
Or is it? Actually? Well, yeah, like we said before, that's what we've seen him as. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because I know he doesn't stay that way, especially later on in the books. I mean, and it all comes with the writers. Like, everybody's going to ride them differently.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How many times have our heroes changed over the past 100 years?
A lot.
But basically, it goes into their, holding the council still, and Thor's reading from a scroll talking about the... basically, all the people that have been were...
Avengers.
Right, they talk about the quality of the Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been chosen or called.
Yeah, because it's a big deal to be an Avenger.
Exactly, and they throw over to the next picture, and it's got, the ones we've got right now in the room, which would be Goliath, the Wasp, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, the Panther, Hawkeye. Then in the background, it's got the Incredible Hulk, Hercules, Spider-Man,
Black Widow,
Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver.
Quicksilver would be the guy with the green outfit.
Yep,
yes?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yep.
So I do recognize Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, of course.
Yeah, and as most people know, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are Magneto's kids.
Well, unless you're in the...
we're not going there.
But then the only problem we have right now is finding out his memory. And, they're like, if only he could remember. And then...
So he tries to dig deeper into his own mind through a psychic blocks. Or the equivalent of for an android.
Well, so he gets in there and he starts to figure out, oh, hey, Ultron did this to me. And he kept pestering me for having these emotions and not to disobey him. And he literally, or he just basically had it in mind that he wanted to attack the Avengers. And so that's what happened. I just had to go take care of the Avengers.
In his first living moments, the first thing he told is, hey, stop showing emotion and kill these guys.
And then so it pops over, and basically they're talking about, Hank Pym, Goliath, is talking about how he wanted to do the same thing for his synthezoid. And then Hawkeye, this is where he actually says the 10-cent word a couple times, but what happened with the experiment? And Hank's like, you know, shit, I don't remember.
There we go. Yep.
And they're like, well, I guess the only way to figure it out is to go down to my suburban place out in the suburbs and fast. And then we go to Thor, who apparently, like we've said, I never knew. I never knew that he could fly everybody with his hammer.
Yeah,
that's but he makes this he yeah, makes this whirlwind too, that pulls them right over to
this old abandoned house,
which is Hank's place.
And Goliath is like, I didn't know it was abandoned. I no idea why it's that way. Mm-hmm. They get into the house, and the outside is all abandoned, all boarded up, hasn't been touched in months. The inside is all clean and pristine.
Which he didn't leave that way.
He did not. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't know it was... He didn't leave it... The walls, the windows boarded up either.
Yeah.
He has no clue why it's looking this way.
So he throws himself in his memory bank, electronic memory bank machine, to see if he can recall the memories which have been suppressed.
Mm-hmm. And I love that, because before Janet even touches the dial, I mean, it's just the way it was drawn, but before she even touches the dial, he's like, wait, I remember. But so
he says, wait, Jan, as soon as you turn the dial, I feel my mental walls crumble.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But so he is remembering what happened. And mm-hmm. what happened is that he had built this proto-synthezoid, this giant-looking coffee maker machine.
Right. Yeah, an angry one, though.
And
I gave it the angry eyebrows just in case.
It starts talking. Like, it wakes itself up. Mm-hmm. Without him even doing anything with it. And it starts calling him Daddy. Dada. Well, Daddy.
Dada first, yeah.
Speaking but of he worked from going from Dada all the way up to Father. Like, he gained years of intelligence in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from that to, you know, like, little kid. Like,
all right, now I'm going to kill you.
Little kid talk, and then he's like, what, Dad, you don't want to play? And then, you know, he's kicking the crap out of him, basically. And
a 10-second-old robot beat the living hell out of
he did,
a very powerful Avenger.
He was able to erase his mind and make him...
Basically, it looks like what happens is Goliath starts actually winning the fight again. And then while that's happening, there's some kind of blast that happens from Ultron. Well, we don't know it's Ultron at that point.
Not yet.
That basically he completely loses his memory of what was going on.
And he tells him, you will... leave this building, you board it up, you're never gonna come back here ever again. And so when Jan finds him, oh, and there's that bystander again.
Yeah.
When Jan finds him, you know, in the rubble of the building, he's like, we need to leave. I don't want to be here anymore. This place is done. I'll find a new lab.
But see, then he's talking to Jan right there, and he says, bring me some boards and nails. So she should have known that it was boarded up.
They get him out of the machine, and Iron Man chimes in saying that
at least all my instruments are still intact is what Goliath says, and he says not quite all. He's like, the memory tape that we recorded Wonder Man on is gone. That's what Iron Man says.
Gotcha. That's what I was trying to get at. Sorry.
And they were like, you know, they like, what has that got to do with the Vision? And
what's a Wonder Man?
What is a Wonder Man?
Yeah, which is a good question here. Who is Wonder Man?
Well, and that
is not related to Wonder Woman.
No, because different. This is Marvel. That's DC.
Totally different universes.
Yeah, come on, man.
But Wonder Man was a friend. I'm gonna use air quotes here. Friend. He met up with the Avengers. He had a rare disease, and so they made him an Avenger. But it turns out this disease was brought on by Baron Zemo and...
Who for Brandon, just so you know, Baron Zemo is one of like the...
Captain America villain.
Yeah, it's not like an arch nemesis, but it's, you know, up there. Like, he's a continuous villain in there, you know.
So you wouldn't be like the equivalent of Sandman to Spider-Man, right?
No, it'd be more like along the lines of a...
So he's not like the big bad, but he is
exactly.
One of the
he's ones. One of Cap's
Like, he'd be in his top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
It turns out Wonder Man is actually working with Zemo. Zemo has got this cure for him. So Wonder Man brings the Avengers into a trap. And once he realizes that Zemo is trying to kill them, is that right? Trying to kill them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to make them, well, hopefully have them as captives rather than kill the Avengers. And that's when he's like, I don't want these guys to die.
Yeah. So he Wonder Man's like, oh, well, I did something wrong here.
I didn't know you were going to kill him. And then he starts fighting against Zemo and his crew.
Knowing full well he was going to die because he didn't have the cure.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to save him by saving his memories.
They pulled his memories into the memory bank that
Pym had,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Which he just used in this one.
And that is where Vision got his human emotions from. They are Wonder Man's emotions.
Mm-hmm. That's
Wonder
where Man's, he assumes which, his own creation. Is like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow,
which, when you actually look at Vision's costume and the colors, other it's than the yellow, similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot going on with Wonder Man's costume there.
So they found out all they needed to know. They go back to Avengers Mansion, and they are proud to introduce the newest member, the Vision, that's now part of the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And then you see an android cry.
Oh.
Because he is so happy.
Oh. Would you like the mark is in front of them? He makes no reaction, though.
Exactly.
He's just like, oh, he just spoke in a robot voice. And he's like, well, he can't help it. He's an android.
Yeah,
or in the android body.
Synthesword.
Yeah, come on. Let's use our 10-cent word.
Jeez, come on. Damn.
We didn't pay 10 cents.
That's an expensive word.
Anyways.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more stories from the Avengers.